Doug Coe talked to me about going deeper with a small group of people rather than a larger group. And so I figured, yeah, Jesus picked Saul, who became Paul. The fact that he was out killing Christians didn't bother him. He called him anyway on the road to Damascus. And so I figured Mel Laird was the best politician around. And so, but I never got to talk to him. And then he came and sat beside me in the chambers. I was paying special attention to a speaker who was using charts. And so I turned to Mel to say that to him, and nothing came out. To talk to him, nothing came out. So I composed myself three times. Mel, we ought to get together and pray together and invite some of our friends to join with us and pray together. So I turned back to say that to him, and I lost my nerve. Now I was in the pit, and I prayed to God, I can't do it. I can't do it. You have to do somebody else do it because I can't do it. That's when Mel turned to me and said, Al, we ought to get together and pray together. That's some of our friends. So we walked out in the speaker's lobby because we weren't paying attention to the speaker, which is not too uncommon. and he decided, Mel, that Jerry Ford, who he'd ask him, I said I'd ask Charlie to help. That's the beginning of the four of us who pray together once a week for years. It was the beginning of other groups. I believe, a real help to Jerry Ford. Because when he was appointed president, we were praying in Johnny Rhodes' office, the minority leader that took his place. I said to him, Jerry, somebody's going to ask you, where were you and what were you doing when you found out you're going to be president? He said, well, I don't think anybody do that. So at his first press conference, he said, well, okay, one more question. Then Margie Hunter of the New York Times asked him, where were you and what were you doing? And so, being an honest person, he told him. And that, in effect, outed him there. And boy, it really scared the media for a while. I got a new president of praise. So,